Hello?
Hey, is Gabrielle there?
Yeah, this is Gabriel.
Hey, Gabrielle, how are you?
I'm all right.
Good, man. You had talked to one of my assistants yesterday, Sid, about your property on Valleyside Drive.
Yes.
Yeah, he told me that, you guys were looking to sell it, and I just want to see if we could, take a few minutes to talk about the property and get a little information, see if we get the process started, if it makes sense.
Yes.
You have a few minutes to talk?
Yeah, I got a few minutes. I'm on my way to appointment, but I still can talk.
Okay, cool, man. Well, what's your timeline looking like as far as selling?
There's really no rush. I'm just really trying to browse and see what's out there right now. Yeah, but
Are
like
you staying
I
within the
just
area?
oh yeah, I'm staying within the area, but if it was like I was to like move, decide to move, I would just need about like 60 days to get my like affairs in order,
Sure. Okay. That's completely acceptable. What gauge your interest in even selling if you're gonna live in the same area?
Well, not necessarily the same area, but in the same zip code because I do have a high schooler. Just like the way my house is set up. It's not flat land. One good thing is kind of like on a slope, so I don't flood. But I do have a newborn that I would like to be able to just explore out in the yard much more compared to the older kids. They didn't really explore in the yard because of the way it was set up.
Sure. Do you
Yeah,
have a
and then
lot
also the kids are older, so I might not need as much room. They're going to college, so.
you're looking to downsize particularly?
Yeah.
How soon do you think you could, have you been looking at other houses?
Just yeah, other houses and also other townhouses in the neighborhood. I mean, in the zip code. I'm sorry, not the name, but
And do you think that you would have, let's just say that we, come to some type of understanding of buying the house. Do you think that you'd have a problem with finding something within the next 90 days?
no, not at all.
Okay. So you've been doing your homework then.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, I don't know if he told you or not, but we have we've done some work over there, off East Laburnum, and we have properties, off Bowling Road. So, very, very familiar with the property. Haven't seen the inside, but I've seen the outside of it.
Okay.
Obviously it ain't perfect, but nothing a little lipstick can't fix.
Yeah.
So, have you considered, what your, timeline, looking like? You said 90 days, but is this something that you're at, if we could come to some type of agreement, you'd want to move on it fast, or,
Well, I would, talk it over with the wife, and then, like I said, if we both agree, I mean, it's first I want to say it's only in my name, so I'm the final decision. But I am married, so like I said, we do have a kid that's in high school, so we would talk it over, and if I would make that decision, to pull the trigger, based on the price and other factors, then like I said, I would just need 60 days. To figure out exactly where we're going to go and whatnot.
Okay.
So,
We could offer some moving assistance if you'd be interested in it, meaning helping you find another place.
okay.
Would you be interested in that?
Yeah, possible,
Okay.
Right.
Okay, cool. Okay. So, obviously you've owned it for what, 15 years?
Yeah, it'd be 15 years because I got in June of 2010.
Sure. What are you looking to get for something like this? Have you thought about a price?
Well, right now, in the area, I guess, like, as far as like if somebody did renovations and stuff like that, the average house in the area went from like 309 to 315. you know. So of course I'm not looking for that because it's more so as is. So probably around like the 275, 280 range.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I mean, without the renovations, you know, being done on the inside, I think you're kind of on par. I would say, you know, if it was all fixed up, about 300 would be a good number to, you know, market it at. I don't think we're too far off, but I mean, 275 is definitely not in the neighborhood of, you know, just the condition of you know, the property. And that's just me being fully transparent, you know. This at the end of the day, this is just business, you know. I just want to have a friendly conversation.
Yeah, I understand that.
So, I mean, you know, I would definitely be less than that. You know, if that doesn't work for you, that's okay. You know, I mean, but, I mean, would you consider anything less? I mean, it's an as-is sale.
As-is, well, you know.
I mean, no commissions, realtor fees, or anything like that.
Yeah. I mean, I would be bread and butter around of like 260. Because really, if I look at it as the property itself, like the renovation that you would need would be, you know, the back porch repaired. So, you know, I had a guy who called me, it was like, you know, $1,200, you know, cosmetic work, as far as paint, you know, that's, I'm pretty sure that's not a lot of money to repaint, or whoever decides they want to move, they probably want to repaint anyway. And far as like, I do have a water heater that's less than 5 years old, an AC unit less than 5 years old, and the stove in the fridge.
What about your kitchen? Yeah, do you have granite countertops?
No, I don't have. Well, I do have, I forgot the name of it, what it's called. But it's, well, I do have granite countertops, but it's not updated, I would say, you know. And, you know, cabinets are, you know, just the plain basic brown cabinets, you know. So that's kind of like, but that's not, I would say anywhere from not even really 10 to 15,000, if that, you know, as far as renovation, because it's more cosmetic than anything, you know, because the refrigerator and stove is less than 7 years old. You know, I just put two new toilets in it. Well, you know, you could update the bathroom as far as painting and stuff like that, but right. I wouldn't say more than 10 to 15. If that 15 really like on the high end, but no more than about $10,000 worth of renovations that you would, you know, need to put that house in top shape to sell for the 309 to 315 range. So, you know, right. If I'm taking the risk of, you know, hey, you know, just let it go as is, I'm looking more for, like I said, between the 260 to, you know, 270 range. Because I'm already eating.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't think our cash, you know, program would work, but I think we have another program that I think we could get, you know, I think we could probably work something out with that, and it's called our equity protection program, which would, you know, basically, you know, if we were to do something, you know, I could guarantee you, let's just say 250, all right, let's just say 250, guarantee you 250, I make the minimal repairs on the property, and it's basically the easy button for real estate. So you're guaranteed X number. I make the small repairs within, you know, a certain amount of time, which is very quick, and I take it to the open market and sell it for, you know, I'm in business to make a profit as well, right?
Yeah.
So regardless, you're guaranteed the $250, and you know, that's a net number to you. So, I mean, is that even something that you'd be interested in?
So you wouldn't pay, would you pay a certain amount, or would I live there during the time until you decide to sell it? And then, you know,
that would be up to you. If you wanted to sell it, or if you wanted to move out first, there's no problem.
No, I'm saying, as far as like if we come to agreement, say we come to the agreement of 250, would it be like a certain portion up front and then I move out, or I stay in there, you know, and to you, and I do I consume the mortgage still, or do you consume the mortgage until, you know, we sell it for that whatever action price of, you know, for you getting your money and then you sell it, then I would get my 250 like
So
that.
we would set a close date of 90 days,
Yeah.
and if you move out of it, no problem. If you stay in it, you know, no problem. We just have to have reasonable access.
Okay, that makes sense.
So, sounds like you got to talk to the wife.
Yeah.
I think we can really make something work here. When do you think you'd have time to talk with her?
Well, this evening, I mean, we have time to talk when she gets off work at 5.
All right, so you want me to give you a call maybe tomorrow, or you call me back tonight?
Yeah, well, you can call me tomorrow after like 1 o'clock. That'll be fine. But you saying so is you're looking at just 250, or is another number
No,
that we set on?
I think we can make something work at 250. It's a little bit more than what I want to pay, but I can, you know, if I can guarantee you 250, I think we can make it work.
Okay. All right. Well, like I said, just call me back tomorrow at 1, and you know, we can go from there.
All right, sounds good,
All right.
brother.